FM 90.3 WJTL Canyon Hills Worship on and on. Alexander Pappas, Keep Your Word, in that other tune, Striper from 1985.
Wow.
Together as One. Good morning, it's 7:04.
Hey, good morning, friends. John Stafiri filling in for Lisa tomorrow afternoon and wants to play your requests and dedications right here on WJTL at 5. You can listen for your cue to call or post your requests on Facebook tomorrow afternoon at 5 for the Friday Requests and Dedication Hour.
Two very special guests this morning from Life Cycles. Dr. Lee DeReamer and Jeff Bradley are with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here. Lee, anybody you want to say hi to?
I'd love to. I'd like to say hi to my wife, Marcy, and her mom, Judy, and her aunt, Lyndon.
Very nice. How about you, Jeff? Any highs?
I'd like to say hi to Nancy and Mabel. They're on their way to play golf this morning.
Whoa. It's going to be chilly.
They have a bunch of girls in the van, and I say hi to all those.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Lee, tell us all about Life Cycles.
Oh, thanks a lot. You know, we're celebrating God's goodness and provision and protection. After 8 years of riding together with boys and girls and leaders, he's kept us safe. He's challenged us on our mission to build young men and women of character in a Christ-centered bicycle touring adventure experience. It's been a really great ride.
I love following you on Facebook. I love seeing where all you have taken the crew and all the places you go and all the things you've been doing. So you're coming up on your last ride of this kind of season?
That's right. We love to get together through the spring and summer on weeknights and then on a lot of the Saturdays, and I suppose later we'll talk about some summer challenge rides, but we always finish with a Saturday ride at Gettysburg National Battlefield.
Nice.
It's a fan favorite, and it's just a great way to finish up a good ride season.
I would think riding bike there around Gettysburg would be a great way also to experience Gettysburg.
It is, yeah. And a lot of other folks do it. We see a lot of people on bikes there, couples, families, kids. You have the history, you have the beauty of the colors mm-hmm. this time of year.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's just a great day to be together.
So Lee walked in and said, I brought someone famous with me. Everybody, all your listeners are going to know. So tell us who you brought with you and why we should know. Jeff.
For 7 years, I've had the privilege of working with Jeff Bradley and his wife, Nancy. And Marcy and I have just learned so much from them. Jeff Bradley's here as a Lancaster icon and a Life Cycles board member and just a really favorite mentor for the boys and girls.
So where would folks know him from? Why is he so well known in the area?
Centerville Middle School, Hempfield High School, coaching state championship cross country teams, and being a professional cross country long distance runner here in the Lancaster and Pennsylvania area. Wow. How's that, Jeff?
Did that cover
pretty
Jeff?
Close?
Yeah, pretty close. Jeff,
state
so
track
great
champion.
So great to have you here. Thank you so much for being here.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great. And so, how did you get involved with Lee and the gang at Life Cycles?
Well, 7 years ago, Lee met Carrie Johnson, who was the executive director, of Girls in the Run. And Girls in the Run was a thriving program, over 1,000 girls in the program. And Lee wanted to know how they were so successful as he was starting to build his program of Life Cycles. So he met with Carrie, and I was working for Carrie in the Girls in the Run. I was the only male on this board of the Girls in the Run program.
Yeah.
And I also was... I was in charge of developing the 5K run, which we would have at the end of the season with the 5K runs. Anyway,
you had a Clipper Magazine Stadium a couple of times, didn't
we
you?
We did.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah.
And that's where I organized it. We did it in Lancaster. We did it at Millersville University and so forth. Anyway, the day after Lee met with Carrie, she came back into the office and said, Jeff, you need to meet this man. He is special.
Mm.
And she gave me the phone number. And so I called Lee. Lee and I met, which is what he does with most leaders. He meets to see if our missions work together. And, you know, I love kids. I love bicycling. And so we did meet and we met. And Lee said, would you like to join our organization? And I was no longer in the Girls in the Run anymore.
I never heard the front part of that story before. Yeah. This is really neat.
Yeah.
It was, cool. And for the 7 years now, it's just been a perfect marriage.
Yeah.
And I just love it. And then my wife, Nancy, said, I want to be part of that, too.
Oh, how
and
cool
so
is
Nancy's
that?
Always been a rider, too, with us. So
that's very cool. So, Lee, if folks want to get involved, as Jeff did, or they want more information, how can they visit you online?
Well, we love this part. Come and see us online at www.lifecyclesteam.org. That's lifecycles, all one word, .org. Or give me a call at 717-586-2511.
Or follow Life Cycles on Facebook, and you get to see all the places they ride and all the kids are involved. I love seeing that. It's just fun to kind of keep up with you and what your team is doing.
Thanks a lot.
So check that out. Coming up, we'll talk more with Lee and Jeff about Life Cycles. We invite you to stick around. Also around the corner, the Museum Unspoken in Jesus Culture.